I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Ira Simpson Bush from the Flying Pig Marathon is in the front row with Betsy Ross this morning to talk about all three stages of the new Christian Moorline beer series.
Flying Pig Marathon 15th anniversary weekend coming up, of course, the first weekend in May. And as we always do, usually as we get closer to the event, we do one more interview with the executive director of the Flying Pig Marathon, Ira Simpson Bush, to talk about all the exciting things going on. A little busier this year, isn't it, Iris?
We are. We have lots of things going on, but I think they're all good things. It's really fun. Even the planning process is fun.
It is. And as I said, it's a 15th anniversary, so there are other things going on to celebrate the anniversary year. But before we get to that, one exciting thing that's going to be at least kicking off the beginning of March, the Bachfest 5K, part of the Bachfest weekend for Cincinnati. But this year, Bachfest 5K is brand new, and it's also part of a brand new series that the Flying Pig Marathon is really supporting. Let's talk about that.
Well, Betsy, again, we think it's going to be great fun. As everyone knows, the pig has always celebrated Porkopolis and our pork history. Well, Cincinnati also has a very rich heritage in beer, so we are now going to be partnering with the Christian Moorline Brewing Company, who has returned, and really we'll be doing just that, celebrating some of our beer history and hopefully making it very fun and relevant for now. Bachfest has been going on for years. The 5K will be an addition. We'll run at 10 a.m. on March 2nd. Bachfest 5K will be the first in a series of beer events. As I said, Bachfest will kick it off. Our second leg of the beer series will be Flying Pig Weekend. We think it will be very exciting. We're adding a mile. The Little King's Mile on Friday night. It will run down Main Street, the same route where they used to take the beer from the breweries down to the port. And then it will culminate Oktoberfest weekend with the Hootie 14K and 7K. So a three-part beer series. We've created really cool medals, really fun. We think the logo is great, but really fun tchotchkes and things associated with the events. If you sign up for Bachfest and do the entire series, all three events, we have some great prizes. We're going to do a big happy hour party to culminate after the beer series, give away some great prizes for those people who participated in all three events. So important to sign up for Bachfest. It's going to be a fun 5K in and of itself, and it will kick off the series. I should mention you can participate in any one of the events, of course, but to be a part of the series and get some of the fun things that are planned, you just have to do all three. So we're hoping to have a great turnout on a Saturday morning in March.
And, of course, we've had you and Greg Hartman in here before from the Christian Moorline Lager House to talk about the partnership now that the Flying Pig has with some of the events that he is helping to sponsor, including the, when you go into Oktoberfest, the Hutapole 14K and 7K that he brought back. But one of the additions for this 15th anniversary year that you touched on is the Little King's Mile. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a limited field, and there's going to be prize money, which is something that the Flying Pig hasn't offered in quite some time.
Absolutely. Well, the mile is kind of a unique distance for this kind of event. So we're excited to be one of the first bringing it to our area. I mentioned it will be on Main Street. For those of you who know our topography, it's kind of a downhill, not an extreme downhill, but should be a fast mile. We are asking that you be able to do a 10-minute mile if you sign up. The pacer that will be paced and waved, and we may attract some really fast runners. It will culminate, the Friday night event is in part to celebrate Porkopolis. We know that much of our success at the Flying Pig is because of Cincinnati, its rich history, but most importantly, the way it's accepted, supported, and really become a big part of the pig. So we're celebrating with a concert after the one-mile race. It will be open to the public. I so wish I could announce the act because we're talking to a couple of exciting acts, but it will be a fun event, as I mentioned, open, free concert, fun, and celebration for the entire community for our 15th anniversary.
And this is the difference in this year, the 15th anniversary, is that usually on Friday you have a VIP mm-hmm. reception for the board members and special guests and sponsors and things like that. But that's not open to the public. The only thing that's open to the public on Friday is the expo, of course, that starts on Friday. But this is going to be different this year because there are going to be events for the public on Friday. There's going to be an extended party on Saturday as well, again, to celebrate the whole weekend for the 15th anniversary.
Absolutely. We're going to have some great local acts on Saturday. You can come down. Our festivities, our marathon headquarters, have moved down to the Smale Park area, the Logger House area, all of the surrounding area for the concert. So Friday night, as you said, Saturday, some great music. It really will be, again, to show the appreciation to the general public for all they do. So whether you are a participant, or one of our grunts, our volunteers, whether you've been a squealer, one of our spectators, or if you just would like to come down and see what the pig is all about. We're hopeful that people will come join us that weekend.
Of course, you're in the middle of registration. We're talking with Ira Simpson-Bush from the Flying Pig Marathon. Flying Pig Marathon 15th anniversary coming up the first weekend in May, May 3 through 5. And you're in the middle of registration, of course, right now. And just recently, in the February edition of Runner's World magazine, the Flying Pig Marathon Half Marathon was named one of the nation's best half marathons. Quite an honor for the Flying Pig.
Absolutely. You know, through the years, we've gotten so many accolades. And indeed, the half marathon is a very popular distance. Races all over the country have added that distance. So to be singled out as one of the best is, again, an honor. We're just so excited about it. We want people to sign up. Come find out why Runner's World thinks we're one of the best. Again, always a great deal of crowd support. We make sure that from the time you cross that start line until you get to the finish, you've got support, encouragement, just a lot of fun along the way. You'll see more entertainment zones than ever. And again, we are gratified that it was acknowledged, but we'll continue to do everything we need to do to prove that it's deserved.
And the one thing that Runner's World mentioned in the article was the crowd support. And I think that that's something that really separates the Flying Pig from, you know, some of the events that I've done, some of the half marathons around the country that I've done. None of them has the kind of crowd support from start to finish like the Flying Pig does. And I think that kind of separates it from the other events. And especially if you're a runner or a walker, boy, you need that crowd support. You know, especially,
Absolutely.
You're getting those last 2 or 3 miles, you need that support.
Absolutely. And if you can have fun along the way, you're enjoying it. You know, the miles don't accumulate in your psyche as much as, you know, if you're just out there, again, plodding along, doing the miles without all the entertainment. One thing that we're really excited about, I mentioned how we get such support from the community, such great sponsor support. We've met with our new casino, the Horseshoe Casino people, and they're talking about some great things that they want to do on the course because we go right by them. So I will tell you that we plan a lot of what you see out there. We call it orchestrated spontaneity, but it's always amazing to us how so many of our corporate sponsors send out scream teams, create venues where their employees come out, cheer the runners along, and then many things that we don't even know about occur with the residents, parties that happen on the course, breakfast. So really, we will take credit for a lot of what happens out there, but I go back to there's been so much support, and those numbers, that crowd support that you reference, it just happens. We don't want to take it for granted. We want to thank people, ask them to continue. If you haven't done it before, it's a great time. And it's a way to support your hometown marathon. There's a huge economic impact. If you have nothing directly to do with the Flying Pig Marathon, there are still benefits to it being in our community. So, again, that's part of what we're hopeful this year. All of the greater Cincinnati community can be proud of its marathon, and we'll do what we can to give back and celebrate, gosh, growing from 6,000 the first year to we'll probably push 35,000 participants this year.
And you're always adding events. Last year, you added a high school challenge that is growing this year. And then this year, just announced this past week, the Flying Pig Marathon is going to be partnering with the residents at Landfair in College Hill to do a incremental marathon, if you will, for older adults.
The incremental program encourages and allows them to do the 25 miles, whether they're walking or running it, but to move, to do those 25 miles leading up to their 26-mile race weekend. They can come down, they can do that mile, finish under the same finish the marathoners are using on Sunday, or they can do their 26th event at their various locations. We do have some schools who choose to do it on their own campus. Landfair, I think, is going to offer both options. Some residents will come down and do their 26-mile with us. Some will probably do so at the facility. But the great thing is, and these are the year-round programs that not everyone is aware of. The PIG really does all it can to promote a healthy lifestyle in our community. We're really excited. It's part of what we want to be known for in our community, promoting a healthy lifestyle, but all the way having as much fun as we can while doing so.
Flying Pig Marathon Weekend, May 3 through 5. It is the 15th anniversary of the running of the Flying Pig Marathon, and it really all starts with the Bachfest 5K, which will be Bachfest weekend. That is the first weekend in March, and that's coming right up, right around the corner. Ira Simpson-Bush, Flying Pig Marathon, thanks for being with us on the front row.
Thank you, Betsy. Fun to be here.